We're still here at the York Food and Drink Festival 2010 on the Saturday. It's the 18th of September and I'm outside a very colourful and lovely smelling food stall here in St. Sampson Square called Hot Stuff. And I've got one of the employees here who's going to speak to us about Hot Stuff, where they come from, what they do and why they're here in York.
Well, we are called, the name of the company is called Mango Race. We do sell hot stuff and cold stuff as well. We are based in Manchester and we are doing loads of events there, particularly because of the hometown. From the hot stuff, we do sell two curries, free range chicken korma with mango and vegetarian one, chickpeas, new potatoes and spinach. We do also chili or chili nachos. The cold stuff would be smoothies, lemonade and a few other drinks, basically.
So what sort of other events do you guys visit, and is nationally or even internationally?
Unfortunately, not internationally yet, but we do travel quite a bit in the northwest area of the UK. Well, we do loads of events in Manchester. It will be mostly Manchester Food and Drink Festival, Spring Market. We do run a bar on the Christmas Market, which is on Albert Square outside Town Hall, and that's the really, really, really busy time of the year, actually. We do travel a little bit. We come into York, of course, because it's an absolutely lovely place. We do some music festivals as well, which is worth mentioning. It's Kendall Colin in Cumbria, which is absolutely lovely, crazy, and a positive time. What else do we do? We do small farmers markets. We do just different things, really. Just travel quite a bit.
So tell me about the food and why you're in York today. What's the response been like to what you've got on offer here?
Well, basically, first time we did York Food and Drink Festival was last year, and the response was absolutely brilliant. That's why we came here this year as well, and hopefully we're going to carry on coming. The response is absolutely great. No complaints, absolutely no complaints. Everybody loves our food. Well, we love ourselves because that's what we're living on, basically, during the 10 days. We've been very busy last year. We've been busy this year as well so far. So we hope we just keep on going like this.
And you have big pans as well. They're huge.
Yes, well, they are the paella pans. Many traders actually here on this festival are using them for different kinds of food, not paella only. But they do the trick because you can absolutely see everything, especially when we start cooking everything from scraps, from vegetables, then adding sauce, adding paste and everything else. You know, it makes a kind of good impression. So maybe people are stopping by just to have a look what's going on.
Yeah. And I can see you have some drinks as well. What are they, homemade as well?
Well, we do, our best drink probably is a homemade lemonade, which is very, very popular. We do it absolutely ourselves, starting with juicing tons of lemons, really. But it's very nice and refreshing. We're doing smoothies as well, which are based on a proper fruit. Other things would be apple cranberry juice, sometimes grapefruit juice. We're doing sometimes fresh orange juice as well. Different things, just something, some kind of a refreshment, really.
It looks yummy. I'm getting hungry just standing here smelling it. So if people want to find out more information, obviously they can come down to St. Sampson Square. You'll be in the same spot for the next 10 days till the 26th.
Yes, we're definitely here, and just like it was last year. So you can find us here.
Do you have a website?
The website is under construction. So hopefully in a few months' time, I'm not really sure. I'll have to talk to the owners of the business, but it is under construction and it's going to pop out with loads of photos and where you can find us. Yeah. So if anything, just look on the internet for Mango Race.
Yeah, and basically if you want to try it, come down and eat something.
Yeah, definitely. And if you'll be any time in Manchester area, then 3 days later after this is finished, there's going to be Food and Drink Festival there, which is very good and well organized and interesting as well. Loads of local traders from Lancashire, really. And if anything, then hot mulled wine on the Christmas market.
Yeah.
That's the place to go, really.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.